Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. With Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
So here we are. No comprehensive police reform at the federal level. We're not able to get the gun reform. So you still got these loose guns all in the streets, and the manufacturers don't get held accountable. Certain states have mad loose gun laws. Then voting reform. We see how they keep making it harder and harder in certain states for people to vote.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Because it's both. You know, it's Republicans, it's Democrats.
Oh, it's like, I didn't bring up a Republican or a Democrat.
It's both.
It's not about party. It's about if you want to keep it 1,000. It's about status quo. And specifically, it's about whiteness, especially when you start talking about immigration reform and voting reform. And you know, police have always been carrying out the tasks of the master. That's the extension of breaking up families and keeping people in check and all of those things that just break people down out here in society. So, you know, I was thinking about it all last night because it's like, you know, looking at what's going on with Haitians at the border, looking at what was going on a few months ago with people being held in cages, looking at the conversation around this Title 42 that they're having a hard time getting voted to remove so that they can approach things differently at the border. And, you know, I think one of the pieces of Title 42 specifically is about public health and coronavirus, where it's like people can't come in from other countries because of diseases and viruses they may have and the spreading of viruses. So as long as they keep that in play, they can always just keep sending people back to places that they haven't lived in and don't have a life in. So yeah, super frustrating. But this is what's going on right now. And you got the UN General Assembly, you got all the nations here in New York City right now. And this is just, look, there's migrant problems all over the globe. But most nations like America ain't running around here promoting that this is a place that's going to help people in need. That's what America promotes. And you don't never, ever see the conversation about people in the United States, because most of the people in the United States here illegally are here because their visas ran out. And guess where they're from? Not Haiti. Not Central America, not Mexico and South America, Europe. You never hear a conversation about those white folks.
Never.
Never.
Never. It's so crazy. You know, Nothing surprises us anymore. We know what time it is.
Nah, I just, you know, American racism, man. That codified racism, that baked in racism, that institutionalized racism. Every now and then you got to call it out, man. You got to call it out. You know? Look, man, Ebro Laura Rosenberg, hopefully you're going to have a great weekend. The sun is shining. Who we got on the line, Laura? Who we got on the line, Shani? What we doing?
We got Aaron and Keisha.
Keisha, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Friday. Where you headed today?
I am heading into Queens to work.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting on the belt right now. I'm a teaching assistant for DOE.
Shout out to the teaching assistants out there. You got to get your vax. How they handle
it? Yeah, I had it already because I'm in school too, so I had to do it for both.
Oh, wow. For your own school, for your own education.
Right, right.
Yesterday we was talking about it. How's what's the energy like around school with people having to get vaxxed or at least have their appointments set up by Monday?
I mean, in my school at least, most of us have it. Not everybody's too happy about it, but, you know, you got it because you have to. You can't stay home and not work, right?
Facts.
The pressure.
I mean, you can, but you can't.
You can, but nobody's gonna.
But you can't. At the same time, Aaron, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, brother.
Peace, man. Where you headed today?
On my way to work.
How you getting money out here, man? How you getting money?
Oh, I'm an art handler. I deliver high-end artwork.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa.
You got the ill packaging. Make sure that nothing comes in crack.
So that means you got the ill insurance plan where, like, if you go missing, they come in looking for you, daddy.
Oh yeah. Yes, sir.
They going to have
very expensive, very high-end police escorts, all that kind of crazy stuff.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's actually kind of
cool.
They
need to make a movie about you. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Yo, you got any Basquiats over there? Any Basquiats fell off the truck?
If anything falls off the truck and you touch it, you ish out of luck because everything has trackers on the inside of these crates and packages.
Smart.
That's good intel right there. That's good
no
intel.
No bright ideas.
That's good intel.
No bright ideas at all, Shani. None whatsoever.
Nice. He's okay, safe. Okay.
There you go, man. That's a dope job, man. Keisha, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stabbs?
I got to represent for the ladies, of course. I'm going to go with Laura.
All right. We got tickets to Aaron, Universal Circus. Up for grabs.
Here we go now.
Let's go. Let's get it, man.
All right.
Shani with the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose it.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Which group has challenged Jodeci, Boyz II Men, Ebro? Three.
Drew Hill.
Yes, they did. And anyone else who wants to battle them in verses.
Anybody.
What phenomena was thought to have killed the dinosaurs
Laura.
Millions
Ebro.
Of years ago? Laura?
An asteroid?
Asteroid
that
hitting
hit
the Earth is correct. Which group is getting ready for the 25th anniversary?
Laura? It already happened. The Fugees.
Fugee la 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 is correct. In geometry, what is the sum of three angles of a triangle?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
The sum of three angles of a triangle is...
3, 2, 1.
180 degrees.
That is correct. Boom. Tie game. Which song became the first to hit 15
Laura.
Times platinum?
Ebro.
Laura.
15 times platinum? Is it... Lil Nas
Two.
X? I think it was Old Town Road.
Old Town Road is the song. Ceviche is traditionally...
Ebro.
Ebro.
Ceviche is traditionally...
You could tie with this or it's over for the week.
In
3.
Spain.
2. Is that your final answer?
I mean, it's the only answer I know. Oh, it's made of seafood. I don't know.
Incorrect. I'll finish the question. Man. Ceviche is traditionally a dish marinated in what kind of juice?
Lime and lemon.
Lime
really.
And lemon.
Correct. Laura wins.
I thought you forgot that one.
Man, I went when he said "mat." I said the answer. I didn't hear marinated.
I thought it was gonna say. I thought it said made too. I was like, oh,
marinated.
Maybe Ecuador.
It's Spain, right? Laura, you're a big ceviche fan.
I don't know, because there's different countries make it, so I don't really know where it originated.
But they're all Spanish-speaking countries, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
No, yep. It was a Spain thing.
Let me tell you, Ecuadorian ceviche is off the hook.
Crack it. Yeah. Crack a lot.
Yeah, it's really good.
Right, shout out to Ecuador. Yo, Keisha, you going to Universal?
You got the tickets,
yay,
Keisha.
Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome, honey. Hold
yo,
on.
Yo, Aaron, sorry, man.
Damn, yo.
It's all good. It's all good. We all winners because we woke up this morning.
Oh,
that's
so
Aaron Barnes right there, man. Aaron, the art dealer.
Yeah, man.
Or the art driver.
The transporter.
The art deliverer. Yeah, whatever. Aaron, fire, man.
Yo, you guys have a great day. Deal with the stay dry. And
yo, Aaron, if they ever do you wrong over there, let's plot a heist, B. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Rosenberg, Ebro, I got y'all, man. We can do wrong.
Yo, let's run this heist, B.
Let's run this heist, baby.
Yo, on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles, what's happening?
Coming up in the flashing lights report, this is very interesting. Eddie Murphy just got a really amazing deal, and I'm excited what he has in store for us. I'll give you some details on this coming up next.
Seven minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right, so we remember months after the highly anticipated Coming to America 2. After it was released, Amazon announced its new partnership with Eddie Murphy. So according to Variety, Eddie just landed a 3-picture deal.
Mm, okay.
The first look with Amazon Studios. Now with this deal, he will create 3 films for Amazon Studios. So okay. Exciting, right? To see Eddie just working.
Of course.
I love
it. He did he got a big Netflix. Remember that Dolomite? He got that bag, got that Coming to America. I mean, it's not like Eddie needs money, but it's good to see, like Laura said, him working.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited to see like what his creative space is. You know what I mean? Like what kind of art he's going to deliver.
Yeah, in fact.
When you say creating, does that mean that he may not be in some of them?
It could be. It could be that he, yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's creating 3 films with them.
Yeah, he could star in them and like maybe not. Maybe he could step back.
Documentary
could be,
or something,
you know,
on something
Eddie
else.
Directed by Eddie Murphy.
Right.
Okay.
Produced by Eddie Murphy.
I like
it could be
this.
Produced, directed, and starring Eddie Murphy.
He's done that before. This is dope.
Right?
As long as
that's
it's
exciting.
Not What was the movie, Nardwar or something? Not Nardwar.
Which one?
Norbit, yeah. As long as
Yo,
it's not
hey,
like
don't
a Norbit.
Disrespect Norbit.
You know what I mean?
And Pluto 6.
Right.
Everyone hates
those.
Norbit.
People like Norbit, fam.
I might have to revisit it, but I
Yo,
don't know.
Yo, people like Norbit. I never watched it, but you bring up Eddie movies, Norbit comes up in the convo.
I've never seen it either. But Ebro, when people, I've heard other people refer to his, like Shawnee, be like, as long as it's not Norbit.
Right. Because that was like, you know, he went off the deep end. It felt like at that time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was making classics and then he came with Norbit?
You saw Norbit, Ebro?
No, I never seen Norbit.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's just very exciting news for Eddie Murphy. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:05. Today's a high of 75 degrees, rain in the morning. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, I was looking up Norbit. For anybody trying to hate.
Okay.
They made that movie and put the movie out. It cost them $60 million.
Mm. Gosh.
They made $159 million worldwide.
Okay.
It was negatively received by critics. The film was nominated for 8 Golden Raspberry Awards and also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Makeup.
Mm. Wow.
That's right.
It felt like it was at the start of his cheesy movies. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, your man was doing...
Well, he was getting that bread.
Eddie co-wrote that joint. Co-wrote and co-produced.
I mean,
Marlon Wayans is in it. Cat Williams is in it. Charlie Murphy's in it. Eddie Griffin's in it. Cuba Gooding Jr., Terry Crews, Thandi Newton, Thandiwe.
And what year was that?
This was 2007.
Mm.
So y'all can hate on Norbit if you want. That's all I'm saying. Ride or die. Congratulations, you played yourself. More tickets to the One Africa Music Fest. Friday vibes. 97 minutes commercial free. Good morning, everyone. Keep it locked. We love you.
WQHDFM HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, Cash One. 97 minutes commercial free. Cash, you saw last night? Latin billboards.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Our guy, Bad Bunny, was smacking them up.
El Conejo Malo was out here racking them up.
He walked out with 10.
It's billboards, so it's based on charts. He's the dominant artist, man. Who's bigger than Bad Bunny right now?
I know, he's killing it.
Smacking them. Yo, what's that joint? What's that joint off that, how you say it? Carnell Malo? His last album, how you say it?
Malo.
Yo, go look at, what is it? Hold on, let me look it up.
Wait, what song you talking about?
I know, I'm just trying to figure out.
Trying to find that bit. Oh, Volvi. That's the joint with Aventura.
That's
the
one there?
No, it's not on the last one, but that was the song I was thinking of.
Okay.
Volvi.
Talking about the song with him. That's Romeo's song featuring Bad Bunny.
Oh, that's Romeo's joint, yo. That's crazy. The last album was El Ultimo. Tour del Mundo, right?
Yep.
I think so. And then he also has Yo Hago Lo Que Me De La Gana.
Daquiri.
Daquiri
was crazy.
Say that one more time.
Yo Hago Lo Que Me De La Gana is my favorite.
Yo Hago Lo Que Me De La Gana. Basically,
like,
I do what the hell I want. That's what it said.
Yeah. That sounds like
the last album,
would
that
say.
Album before that one.
Even his joint, his album with J Balvin is fire. Oasis
is crazy.
It's so fire. He's so fire.
Yo, Castro, drop that Daquiri real quick on him.
Oh, you know.
It's the ring off. Jay Cortez, what's going on?
Oh, you know.
97.1 caliente. Right there. Yo, Lord, remember when Bad Bunny pulled up on that bus through the Bronx?
Yep.
Right.
I was tight.
Hey, yo, Cash One so official. I just saw on his Instagram page, he had some spot in Long Island called Copy Cool. I was like, yo, they playing Bones in there? I go for some Copy Cool. Yo, I will sit around and play Bones and smoke weed and cigars and drink.
Yeah. I'm through, bro.
Till the end of the earth. I could do that all day, bro. I ain't did that in 100 years. I used to be such a Domino's degenerate.
Yo, that's all I did every night when I was in DR. Play Domino with the old folks, though. So I was getting waxed out here. But I was playing.
I love that. I play Copy Cool style. But, you know, I'm from California. So, you know, we play that Keep a Score joint, though. We play fives, though. Yo, if you don't like Bad Bunny, hit him with the button, Shawnee. Hit him with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Let's get into it.
So all that big willy talk, hobby up, playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself, yo. Playing yourself.
I don't play.
Yo, I just also want to send, because you know this has been on my mind. Sorry, I know it's Friday, but this is just one of them days, Laura. It's one of them days,
oh, God,
man.
God, okay, okay.
Yo, never forget, Nazis in Germany studied what America was doing with racism. You can't forget that. We all forget it. And a lot of y'all like to be like, America's not racist. America inspired some of the most racist atrocities on earth, or committed them themselves. And if you don't know that history, or you try to ignore it,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Never forget that. Laura, what's on your list today?
Oh, I sent this to you yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out. But some people are just stupid. So this is happening in Canada, in Edmonton. So right now, Edmonton residents are in ICU following a get COVID party.
Wait, what?
They hit thought the it button. Was a good idea. Wait, to gather to get COVID.
They put out a flyer? They had a flyer like Cash One's party at Copy Cool, except it was called Get COVID?
It's a whole event, yes. Get COVID party in an attempt to achieve herd immunity.
Wow.
Now, everyone's in ICU, and everyone's like, how can people be this stupid?
You gotta hit the button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
A get COVID party.
Get COVID.
Sometimes I'm like, how can us as human beings, how can we be so stupid? Like, I don't understand.
You throwing parties to get sick.
Yes. Yes,
ridiculous.
Johnny.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, and currently on my in another congratulations turn of events, currently on my timeline on Twitter, Norbit fans are coming from Shiny Culture. And want to hit you with this button. They're like, yo, no. You haven't seen Norbit.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, I feel honestly, like I tried and it didn't work.
Shiny, I'm with you. I haven't seen Norbit either.
You know what I'm saying? There's something about it that just never sat right. I feel like I've tried though. You know what I'm saying?
Never sat right.
You know, like a couple of movies you feel like it's been on several times, but you've never made it all the way through.
Wait, Eber, you've never seen Norbit either, so shut
up. No, but I wasn't trashing it either. I just never saw it.
Cass, have you seen Norbit?
Which one is Norbit again? Is that the one
never
mind. The nerd guy?
Hit us all with the button. Yeah, spending all this time
coming
on
for
Norbit.
Cass.
I did it like Shawnee. I watch bits and pieces of it when it comes on TV. Like, oh,
listen,
okay.
Once
congratulations, you played yourself.
Here's what happened. Once Nutty Professor happened, and he started dressing up and playing the different characters, I wasn't that into, like, I like Nutty Professor, but I didn't go see the clumps, and I didn't go see him dressing up as, you know, fat women and all. I wasn't that into, it was funny, and he's incredibly talented, but I wasn't off in it like that.
Yeah.
That's what happened for me. You know, and Norbit, he plays himself and Norbit's love interest. Or girl he grew up with, and something like that. I don't know. Anyway, why are we spending all this goddamn time on Norbit? The real congrats right now goes once again to Trump supporters, MAGA maniacs, and Trump himself. You know how they've been challenging this election?
What now?
They just did another audit down in Arizona. This just came out 7 hours ago. And they found out after losing all these lawsuits that Trump lost, all these people hanging on, the January 6th, this, blah, blah, blah. They just found out in Arizona that Trump actually lost more votes.
Damn.
Than they had initially tallied, and President Biden gained 99 votes in the new count.
Mm.
And for that, all of y'all.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh my God.
So all that big Willie told
you,
yo,
playing yourself, still hanging on.
Playing yourself, yo, playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Yo, look, Curves is going to happen next. People get curved every day. B and Cast One's rocking. 97 minutes commercial free. The last congratulations you played yourself goes to Rosenberg. Hit Rosenberg with about 9,000 bucks.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Where is he, Laura Styles? This is your guy.
I don't know. I tried calling him like 10 times.
You helped this guy get to work on time every day for the last 8-9 years.
I try, man. I don't know.
He just got to roll out of bed, right?
I mean, you think?
And
the only thing we count
like,
on Rosenberg on this
home.
Show for is to be funny
home.
And white. It's not a hard job.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And to guest birthdays.
That's always fun.
He's got a particular talent with the guests and birthdays, don't he?
It is particular.
Yo, we missed Jermaine Dupri's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, belated to Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
Yo, you saw that special birthday shout out Janet Jackson gave him?
A word?
It was cute. She just posted a picture of them together and she's like, sending you love today, Jermaine. I was like, oh,
she want that old thing back.
Ex hubby.
Ooh,
it was cute.
Jermaine could play a Janet record. Not about that.
Yo, T-Bro Law Rosenberg. Where is Rosenberg, man? All points bulletin out. Now we starting to get worried. This is one of them situations.
Is he watching Norbit somewhere in his dreams?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Baby. Yo, good morning, T-Bro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. The sun has broken through. We're going to have a beautiful weekend. The next few days is going to be amazing. So that's an amazing vibe right there. And we found Rosenberg. We got music.
Oh, my God. Da, da, da.
Yo, Rosenberg, where were you?
I was in my bed.
What?
You were just sleeping?
Dead asleep. Dead asleep. Woke up, not understanding. It felt a little weird. I was like, what's going on? It feels weird. I looked at my phone. I also learned that the only people who love me are you guys, because you said you put out an APB only from you guys. No one else was looking.
Nobody gave a damn, because they're like, yo, this dude hasn't been on time for work in about 12 years.
You should at least be on time for when you're late.
True. The fact that you're even showing up right now is remarkable.
Well, that's
you should have at least turned it into something more interesting. Hit this guy with a button. You should have called. You should have at least went down to like the neighborhood precinct and called from outside, and you know turned it into something where Bear got loose last night, chasing the old rat that was in your building. You know what I mean? Turn it into something. This is boring. You're just you're a lazy loser, schlub, and you showed up late to work, and that's all we get.
Lazy loser? Damn. God, that's just... What about just, you know, sometimes your body just had enough. It just said, no, you're going to sleep.
How about this? How about this? I've been thinking about this for a while. You have a wrestling podcast. You and Syfe have a podcast. You have ESPN. You have Ebro Laura Rosenberg. That's four different revenue streams.
Don't forget
then you
real
decide
late.
You want to put out an album. Five. But your primary thing that makes it all go, you're late for.
Real late.
Real late.
Why are you assuming that's the only thing I'm late for?
Call right now, 800-223-9797. We got some tickets to give away. DJ John. Do we have DJ John today?
It's DJ John.
DJ John.
DJ John. Johnny. John, what up, baby?
Yo, what up, baby?
What you giving away, son?
One Africa Music Fest. See, I didn't mess it up. See, yesterday I messed it up, but today I won't mess it up. One Africa Music Fest going down Friday, October 1st, Coney Island, Amphitheater, Brooklyn.
Amphew.
Tiwa Savage, Flavor, Remy, and more. What? Thank you for what?
Is that the Ford Amphitheater?
That is Coney Island Amphitheater.
The Coney Island Amphitheater.
It is called the Ford Amphitheater, though.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. It just says
I feel like here. I feel like Shawnee just followed along with Juanito and accidentally said amphitheater.
That's
also.
Why I keep saying amphitheater.
It is amphitheater.
You know there's a why? PH there's no... in there. It's an amphitheater.
That's what I said.
There's no amp. U. Amphitheater is not a thing.
It is.
It's not like getting amputated. Yeah, it's not thing. Like.
I can't. I can't even deal with the sound of Juanito's microphone. So let alone the fact that he can't say amphitheater.
Oh man, sorry, but it's still amphitheater.
Let's go to ESPN's own Rosenberg, a job that he's on time for. What's going on with Juanito's Yankees right now? Are they in this thing? Or are they out of this thing? Are they still just
scratching
and clawing?
Well, they just won a series. They just won a series against the Rangers, so they are in this thing. They are, but they have like 9 games left, including a series with the Red Sox this weekend. And they got to do damage against the Red Sox this weekend, that's for sure.
They got to win it out. They got to win the whole series. They can't drop any games. What situation are they in?
They could win 2 of 3. They don't have to win every game this series, but it's like this. They are.
But the Blue Jays are ahead of them, right?
No, they are, the Yankees are now 1 game ahead of the Blue Jays. They're 2 games behind the Red Sox.
Got it.
And they're fighting to get into that wild card. And do you realize there is a situation, a circumstance that could exist upon this planet in which the Red Sox and Yankees play in a 1-game playoff series? Ooh. Kind of lit on fire.
Tuning
in. Wow.
I don't even know who's on the Yankees anymore, but I'm tuning in.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, stop it.
I haven't watched the game all
Judge
season.
Is still there, though. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I know him. I heard of him.
Stanton's still there.
Oh, I heard of him, too. Giancarlo.
They got Garrett Cole.
Giancarlo.
Yeah, I heard of that guy, too. Oh, it's a few people.
Seve's back, so you know.
All right, who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We have nobody yet.
Wait, what's good?
I won.
I want to see if they're smarter than DJ John. This is crazy.
No,
they rolling
smarter
in. They rolling in.
Yo, this is crazy.
Remember, guys.
Yo, Rosenberg, have you seen Norbit?
I've never seen Norbit.
Me neither.
Here we go. Family and trip to see Norbit.
Wait, why did this come up in the show that I missed? Why
never
was this
mind,
brought up?
We can't recap it, man. It's not even worth it. We just know that Shawnee tried to trash Norbit. Norbit fans are coming for Shawnee.
Wow.
And I had to check everybody on the show and say Norbit was a box office success. Even though none of y'all have seen it.
Neither have
and
you.
And I haven't seen it either. But then
it
again,
was considered a box office
I wasn't
success.
That into the clumps and all of that stuff.
It wasn't the Eddie Murphy that we wanted at the time. So I don't know if I wanted
but
to
But I thought
visited.
Maybe Rosenberg had saw Norbit because he was into the... He probably saw Nutty Professor 9, the clumps, 2.
Well, I saw 1 and 2.
I can't believe it. Nobody on the show has seen Norbit.
I don't think it's
Producer
big like
Producer Griff
that.
Has seen Norbit.
I have.
Yo, on Rotten Tomatoes, Norbit has an approval rating of 9%.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard of that.
From who?
That's
Rotten
Tomatoes.
Rotten Terrible. Tomatoes. If you have 9%, the thing is to have 100%, Shawnee. It has 9. That's how bad it is. But people, there's a Norbit cult out here. Just so y'all know. Who we got online, Shawnee Culture?
We got Daniel.
Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning.
Daniel, have you seen Norbit?
With Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it.
How was it?
It was all right.
It was all right.
Yo, this is very weird. There's a twist in the Norbit story. It Which also is? Says the New Yorker film critic Richard Brody praised Murphy's performance, saying he played multiple roles. Murphy unleashes with a sense of painful revelation, a tangle of rage, cringing fear, furious power. And then it says Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys called Norbit his favorite movie of 2007.
See? You see?
So there's Norbit. Controversy.
Norbit. All right, here we go. See if you're smarter than DJ John Laura Stiles. The question.
All right. Can you tell us who did the Raw stand-up special? Raw.
Hey, WWE?
Shut up, John.
I said
I don't think he knows
special.
You're talking to him. Who's the guy online? Yeah, Daniel. Daniel, pay Daniel. Attention.
Damn, Daniel.
The Raw special?
The Raw. Yeah, Joe. The Raw comedy special. Comedy. Who did it?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
Wow.
Eddie Murphy.
I
can hear this
heartbeat?
Guy's windshield wipers.
Oh, my God.
Windshield wipers.
It's his windshield wipers. Hang on. Windshield wipers. That took a long time. Windshield wipers.
Jeez. But he's correct. He's correct. All right, Juanito, can you tell us what year did Eddie Murphy win the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor?
Ooh.
89.
No, 2015.
Yeah, that was recently.
Oh. 89.
Yo, Daniel, you got tickets, man. You're going to the One Africa Music Fest at the amphitheater over there in Staten Island. Coney Island. You in the building. Thank you, Daniel. Love you too, man. Let's go. Flashing lights time. Let's do it right now. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
You ready for the flashing lights?
Nas headlined a concert last night to feed New York City at the historic Forest Hills Stadium, an effort to, you know, help millions of New Yorkers who are experiencing record food shortages. Now, all the proceeds of the concert that went down last night, it will go to City Harvest, the largest food and rescue organization in New York, and even the cost of the venue have been donated. So this was really big.
Yeah, shout to Nas.
That's dope, man. What a great way to give back.
Really, really dope.
I don't think
there's a lot going on. Is Global Citizen this weekend too?
Yes, on Saturday.
Apparently,
what's going on in the city, man.
Yeah,
you had the Fugees, and you had Nas, and then this weekend I think you got like Meek Mill and a bunch of others on Global Citizen.
Governor's Ball.
Gov balls this weekend. We cracking in the city.
I saw somebody complaining about the Fugees on Instagram, and it annoyed me.
What'd they say?
They were just like, oh, they were supposed to start at 7 p.m. They didn't go on to 10. I was like, where did it say they were going to hit the stage at 7 p.m.?
No, people thought they were supposed to go on early. I thought they were supposed to go on early. There was clearly a miscommunication because they thought they were supposed to go on at 10.
I never saw anything that said they're going to go on stage at 7 p.m.
I never read my ticket. Did you read your ticket?
Yes. Didn't see
anything.
What did
the ticket say?
I don't remember, but it didn't say they're going to go on stage at 7 p.m. I figured doors open, and usually that's what happens. Doors open and
Laura's
people come in.
Laura's lashing out. Whoever was pissed
and
on
then
Instagram.
They were like, they didn't. And Lauren didn't even perform record, or, you know, her own records. I'm like, this is about the score, the album, the score. They're going to play songs off the score. It's the 25th anniversary.
I definitely saw on Twitter they were moving around. There was a lot of late tweeting. There was a lot of tweeting about the schedule.
Whatever. I don't know.
Who cares?
But now, I mean, as
show.
Much as we want to cape for our friends, there is, you know, the expectation that Lauren's going to be late.
Right.
You know, we didn't start that. She started that. So, you know, now all they could do is be on time and break that expectation.
But
you know what I'm
saying? The concert is going to hit a number of cities. So if you get to watch, it's going to be a good show, guys. We had a great time. It's going to be
a
good
show. See y'all in Newark. I'm going to be there November 26th. I don't know when the tickets go on sale, but I'm going to be in the building.
That's your flash of the light support. The time is 7:57, high of 75 degrees, some rain today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Cass, Cass One, you have it, or Shawnee, you have it?
Got what?
The joint that leaked last night, it's like a Wyclef record. It's what they performed at the show where he's talking to Biden. I think I had Juanito put it in the system.
Yeah.
Clef going at Biden? Yeah, play that.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
When it come to freestyles, I went on the Instagram. I saw what Miss Hill posted up. It brought riots. I ain't going front. I really got excited, you know. Looking back up with prize, we go back up to the Booger Basement track. I'm talking fighting back to back. He rocked the ski mask long before Kodak Black. Keep this, Mr. Biden, if you're listening,
Don't do it.
Respectfully. President Biden.
Yes.
If you're listening, man, I need you to do me a favor. You can reverse that policy and write a new executive order. What I'm saying, man, is you can give the Haitians a pass like you did to our people coming from Afghanistan.
Got a bar for respect. Every bar that I spit got a cause and effect. And I'm blessed like the DJ from Palestine. My DNA traced back to Fela Kuti Shrine. Memories of this thrill I won't erase when I shook the hand of the man with the black and white face. So I don't got a bar for respect. Every bar that I spit got a cause and effect. I was raised in the 80s, got my fame in the 90s. It's the Renaissance days and we back to the 20s. And it's still many money, many men on the mic. Man, I used to drip hard, now allergic to the ice. Immigration, we cut from two different zoos. You put hit on your ziggins, I sponsor cools. You in a gang, I got ex-military mercenaries. Now imagine what would happen if your gang joined my army. For respect, every bar that I spit got a cause and effect. And I'm blessed like the DJ from Palestine. My DNA traced back to Fela Kuti Shrine. Memories of this thrill I'm on a race when I shook the hand of the man with the black and white face. So I don't got a bar for respect, every bar that I spit.
Hell, Boogie Prize, well,
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Well, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, and Laura just all of a sudden starts throwing movie titles at me, and before I know it, we're talking about you. When I overslept today, they got into a big conversation about Norbit and how no one on this show had seen Norbit. Hey. Now, the difference here about what we want to talk about is I don't think many people have seen Norbit, period. It was considered, it did well because everything Eddie did at that time did well, but it was completely panned and most people did not like it. That wasn't daring, Sean. That was, Shawnee, I respect your opinion. Most people felt that way.
Yeah, and I
didn't see it.
Saying if you return to it now, you can appreciate the genius of it, but at the time, that wasn't the Eddie we were looking for. Right.
And for the record, everything Eddie does, you can see genius in it. That doesn't mean everyone's a gem. He's a genius, so everything he does has genius, you know what I'm saying? But
facts.
That doesn't mean you want to sit and watch every movie all the way through. But then we started talking about other big movies that we like have, like real movies that everyone has seen and you should see that we haven't seen. And, you know, with Laura, I never know what she's going to say.
things that Laura, you think she would see or should have seen, she's like, I never heard of it.
Never even. Well, yeah, either never seen it or maybe never even heard of it. Now, 1-800-223-9797, is there a movie that, like, every time it comes up, you're like, never seen it? And people like, go, what?
Kind of like Titanic. Everyone on the show has seen Titanic, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Every sane human being has seen Titanic.
Oh, my God. Producer Griff has not seen Titanic.
He's lying. By the way, of all people, how could Producer Griff be the one who did not see Titanic?
He says no.
He's an alien, man. You know, this stuff he hasn't even eaten in his life yet. Remember, Griff doesn't even count. Yeah. Griff shouldn't count for this conversation.
Yo, but that's still...
He doesn't have milk with cereal.
Wait, he's here.
Right.
Griff, why have you not seen Titanic?
Why have you not seen Titanic?
All right, so back when it came out, we had a black box at my house, so we got everything for free.
Okay.
And it was so long that there was an intermission in the middle of it. And I would get to that first intermission, but then I'd start clicking through to other channels. Never came back.
Oh,
so
okay.
I see him going towards the iceberg, but I don't know.
You didn't even see the better part of it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to wait till they're going down, baby.
I mean, I guess you know the ending already.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Laura, you've seen The Godfather?
Of course, yes. Yes, I've seen that. I've never seen Bird Box.
Really?
I just
mentioned The Godfather. The next thing you say is Bird Box?
No, because I remember when everybody kept talking about is that what it's called?
Bird Box.
I didn't watch that ish.
Everyone was like, oh my God, it's so good. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I'm not interested.
I want to watch it again.
Why?
It was trash.
I want to understand the psychology behind it. You know what I'm saying?
I think the psychology was no one's tried putting out a movie exclusively on Netflix yet. Let's just throw one out there. Everyone watched it. Yes, and then everyone watched it. And now guess what? All you see is exclusive movies on streaming every day.
Facts.
But, I mean, I know those. Okay, what about this? Has anyone here not seen Pulp Fiction?
I've seen it. Shawnee, be honest.
I don't know if I've seen it all the way through.
Oh.
I feel like I've seen it on my tube a bunch of times. Never watched it once.
Can you remember an important scene? Like, if you've seen it, you remember a scene from it.
Yeah. Like, I know scenes, but it's hard because you see these scenes pop up throughout your whole life now. But the part where him and John Travolta and Samuel Jackson are inside the restaurant and they're kind of standing there and I guess they kill somebody. I don't remember.
Wow, that's quite a description of the film.
He hasn't seen it.
You don't, hold on. You're not thinking about the scene where John Travolta saves Uma Thurman's life and she almost dies and he slams the needle through her chest?
That wasn't Kill Bill?
Yo, if you didn't... Yo, Shawnee. So Shawnee hasn't seen Pulp Fiction. Let's just throw it out there. He hasn't seen Pulp Fiction.
Where he dug somebody up from a box and she was in there and like... But she was dead. That's
a different movie, Shawnee. Oh, you have not seen Pulp Fiction, yo. Damn. Hey, Shawnee, before you rewatch Bird Box...
Watch Pulp Fiction.
Let me give you... All right, here's one that's on the list that I haven't... Oh, no, I have seen this one, I think. How about Lord of the Rings?
Yes, I've seen Lord of the Rings.
Nope.
I've never seen it.
Never seen any of them?
No.
I saw one of them.
Sorry. Yes, I did see it. I thought you meant Lord of the Flies. I got them confused.
Okay, yeah, Lord of the Rings you've seen.
Yeah.
All right. I'll skip over Schindler's List. I don't want anyone to be offended.
I saw it.
I saw Schindler's List. It was all right.
What about, okay, have you guys seen Silence of the Lambs?
Of course.
Yeah.
Everyone seen it?
Long time ago.
Cat was very quiet.
Nah, I don't think I saw it.
Hello, Clarice.
You've never seen Hannibal Lecter?
No. It puts the lotion on the skin. Never seen it.
Never seen it.
No.
All right. How about Vertigo?
No.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
How about Doctor Strangelove?
No.
How about North by Northwest?
What?
No.
Kanye's children?
Kanye's kid.
Right.
What is that? North by Northwest. What is that?
These are all classic, all listed on the, you know, all-time best movies.
No, I haven't.
What else you got?
What about
what do I hear?
Some Like It Hot?
I mean, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I have
classics.
Yeah. What about Apocalypse Now?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Tupac.
Tupac. That's what Shawnee's answer was. Just Tupac. Where do you think he got the name for the album?
His creative genius. Okay.
All right, Rosenberg. Have you seen Harry Potter?
I've never seen one Harry Potter.
Okay, you know what? All those other movies you were talking about, get them out of here. You got to go watch Harry Potter, bro. All of them.
I'm not interested.
Oh, it's so mage.
Are they really that good?
Yeah, it's fun.
They're pretty mage.
I just like, there's nothing about Harry Potter that got me excited. I don't know. I saw Lord of the Rings. I felt like I saw it already. All right, let's take your calls. 1-800-223-9797. Things that everybody seems to have seen. And when you say you haven't seen it, they go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer.
Jennifer, what you got?
So the movie that my family always gets crazy that I still haven't seen the full movie is Denzel Washington's Training Day.
What?
Well, I have a question. I have an important question. Are you black or white or anything else?
No, I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Yes, I believe in the Puerto Rican community. It will be expected that you've seen Training Day. I feel very strongly.
It's like such.
Yeah.
My family like just wants to disown me because I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen the whole thing.
I understand.
Bits and pieces. It just doesn't get me.
Wow. Listen, I love Training Day. And the reason I asked the race question is I could see there being white people out there who are like, which one's Training Day? But in the community, black, Puerto Rican, Spanish, I feel like people have all seen Training Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cult classic.
It's Denzel. Denzel won the Oscar for
Come
it.
Come on, I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Watch it.
Let me see. Who else?
Good luck, Jennifer. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We got Crystal.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Crystal, what up?
Hi. What's up?
Hi, Crystal.
Me,
how are you?
That movie would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Well, Top Gun.
Never seen Top Gun, huh? Well, guess no, what? No Neither has Laura, guaranteed.
Nope, I've Neither never seen Cass, Top Gun.
Neither. And I want to watch it.
Yo, listen, I'm telling you, yeah, Laura. Laura and cast, it's the game really Yo. Shouldn't be. You can't include white movies because they just haven't seen them.
Which is the what is that guy's name again?
Maverick?
Tom Cruise. Yeah. Which is the one where he slides in front of the staircase? Is that Top Gun?
That's Risky Business.
Well, never seen that one either, but I want to watch it.
I'll tell you what. Honestly, thank you for the call, by the way. That's a good one. I'll tell you this. If I was choosing which one to watch, cast, I personally would watch Risky Business. Top Gun to me is sort of boring. But Risky Business about a high school kid who gets left home and decides to have a party at his house. That is, I don't know, a move's different. Who else we got, Shawnee?
We got Jay.
All right, let's see. Let's see what Jay comes up with.
Jay yeah, what do you have?
They've never
what's
seen.
What's up? It's two big movies I haven't seen. I haven't seen No Matrix and No Star Wars.
No Matrix
wow.
and No wow. Star Wars.
That's big. No.
Yeah, well, you guys remember this. Thank you, Jay. That's a good one. You guys remember, I saw Matrix, like, what was it, a year and a half ago in the theater for the first time.
What?
I had never seen it.
Why?
Like, when it came out, when it came out in college and everyone went to see it, I don't know, I was just good. I just, like, was like, all right, it sounds kind of boring to me. I just wasn't in, I didn't care.
Yo, Rosenberg, have you watched any of the Marvel movies? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Black Panther.
Black Panther's the only one you've watched?
No. I watched the original Iron Man.
Okay.
Wow.
You gotta get into it.
That's it.
Wow.
I saw Black Panther because I knew I had to culturally. And otherwise, at this stage in life, I wouldn't have seen it. If that had just been Panther and it wasn't black, I wouldn't have seen it.
Oh my gosh.
Speak on it.
I know I'm bad. There's like 21 of those movies, right? I think I've seen two.
It's a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot of them. We got Uze.
All right, let's see.
What do you got, Uze?
I've never seen The Lion King.
What?
What?
Get her out of here.
Everybody has the same reaction. Everybody says the same thing.
Oh my Zay, god!
You got a partner in this world because neither have I.
What? No!
I've never seen the Lion King in this entire.
No, guys. I thought about getting Disney Plus just so I could watch it.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Lion King is definitely worth a watch. Damn, Cass, you've never seen the original Lion King?
Not even Uze, the thank you. Version?
Nope. Yeah, that came out recently, right?
Yeah. Well, but if you haven't seen the original, that's the crazy one. I haven't seen the Beyonce one yet.
Even Bear the dog
the cartoon
is mad.
Is the best
yeah, Bear thinks you're wildin' out here. Wildin'.
I've seen it so many times.
Well, Cass, you did it again.
Man.
Hold on. I saw it as a kid. That's the thing.
I was like, I'm not going to go watch this cartoon. It's corny.
It's not corny.
I was one of those
corny. It's about life, man.
I know.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's not corny.
It's not corny.
But for a teenager when he made the decision.
Right.
For a teenager when he made the decision, it was fair. All right, well, listen, Laura, we always know. I have a lot of other movies I could throw at you, but I know the answer is going to be, I've never even heard of that. Who's in that? Is Drew Barrymore in that? So we're done here.
I just watched 16 Candles the other day, so give it up for me.
Oh,
16
wow.
Candles.
Congrats.
I don't think I've ever seen 16 Candles.
You've never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I've never seen Bear!
He's pissed at you, too.
I've never seen Breakfast at Tiffany's. Never seen The Breakfast Club.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Not seeing it now. I'm good. I'm just good on it. Oh. I'm just good.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Gurus are done. The gurus are up next, ladies and gentlemen. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Hey y'all, it's guru time.
We're ready.
Hey yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. Where the squad gets together to heal. To guide you in your time of need.
That's right. Is that what we're doing?
That's yes. Right.
Or is that Shiny what y'all culture. Think y'all doing? Because I ain't doing that.
Burn extra stage right now, Shiny.
I'm trying to
please.
Be honest.
Okay.
I'm trying to lie.
Rosenberg? Can you create a zen space by leading us in breathing exercises?
We can create a zen space by getting y'all a breath mint sponsorship. Brushing your teeth.
Zen. All right, Rosenberg, who needs our help?
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
Shout out Africa.
Shout out Africa. Your destination for...
Hesitation, communication, masturbation,
inflation. Good morning, gurus.
Salvation.
That's right.
Salvation.
Shout out to Africa.
That's right. Good morning, gurus. I'm a 28-year-old single mother of one. In 2013, I found out I was pregnant with my daughter, and just a short 2 weeks later, I was diagnosed with two STDs.
Damn it.
I became very depressed and suicidal and had to undergo counseling. I promised myself, no matter who I become close with, that I would make condoms a priority in my relationship. Mm-hmm. I noticed that I've had a hard time staying single for a while because I hate the feeling of being alone. I revealed my status to someone I was intimate with before, and he cut me off completely. It broke me in two pieces, and I started to think that I'll never have a normal relationship and sex life anymore. I recently met a guy a few months ago, and we've been falling hard for each other. We have a lot in common, make each other feel very special. We've even talked about spending our future together. When we met, I told him about the importance of wearing condoms. He expressed that he hates condoms and promised not to get me pregnant. The other night, we had a discussion and told me every time we have sex, he starts to burn in the private area.
Uh-oh.
I broke down and started crying because I tried hard to avoid and prevent this from happening, but I also warned him about wearing condoms. I'm afraid of getting rejected again and that he will ghost me if I tell him my status. Should I fake and act like I have no clue of what he's talking about, or be honest and pray he won't leave me?
Oh my
and accept
God.
Me for who I am as a person.
So wait, wait, wait.
What? Ain't no wait. You need
she to, let hey, him, hold yes, on. She go. Let him have sex unprotected, that's knowing right. that she's infected.
That's right.
And now he's infected.
That's right.
Oh, that no. Isn't, that you're isn't, garbage.
Oh.
It's a you're violation.
Garbage. Yes.
Yes, because you should be very honest with your partner about what's going on. You
she
infected
her
somebody.
Own emotions over someone else's
health and
safety.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
And she didn't even say what kind of STD because it sounds like something that a person has to
we
live,
know which one it is.
Live with the rest of your life.
I don't know which one.
I think it's herpes.
I think the way she's acting, status is usually herpes.
Yeah. I hope.
Status, if it requires a status.
I mean, it could be HIV. HIV is a status.
Yeah, but why
it's evidently deburned.
Why would he burn? Does herpes burn? I thought gonorrhea burns,
but gonorrhea is
fixable.
Curable.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but would herpes,
herpes
burn at the beginning? Let me quick Google.
I have no idea.
Listen, you knew willingly. You knew that you're infected and you allowed this person to have sex with you unprotected. No, you should have been honest from the very beginning. That is wrong. I'm sorry. I put this on her. Yes, tell him the truth.
He's probably going to leave because you violated.
I don't think.
Yes, tell him the truth because he needs to go to a hospital.
Facts.
To get tested and possibly treated.
I don't know enough about STDs to know if you... He said, every time we have sex, I'm burning. Like, is there some incurable gonorrhea out here or something?
There's different strains.
Burning up!
You still got to go get tested.
My joint is like burning
and
up!
For him to go get tested, he has to know what's going on. So yo. She's wrong.
Yo, why are you singing songs? Hey, this woman going through something. That's not guru-like. That's something I would do.
You
I can't believe you, Rosenberg.
Singing the great Faith Evans, burning up. My joint is like burning up.
Here's and I've heard that people can live healthy lives living with STDs by taking proper medication. And I think that if you let your partner know and that person really is serious about you, they can take preventative measures.
They also, I've heard of this, have dating groups and social groups based around people who are living with these diseases because they know it's hard to meet people and date. So instead of you going out here trying to basically trap people,
right,
because of your own inability to be by yourself because of whatever damage you have from the past, which you need to go deal with that. You should definitely be able to be alone, and you should definitely be mentally and emotionally prepared for a life that has to deal with the reality of your health situation.
You have to be honest with people.
You can't keep doing this.
This is by the way, and if it is whatever it is that you have, there is a website and place for you to meet similar people.
Yeah.
You cannot try to trick the world because you're in some sort of denial about this. I'm sorry. I know that at least for herpes, and I know there's whole communities where you can meet other people because it's hard for people.
Yes.
But like this is not an option.
This
and he's probably going to leave you. Probably.
Facts.
Maybe he won't. But either way.
And by the way, you done hurt you done got somebody something, bruh.
That could be permanent for the rest of his life,
too. Well, it could be. It sounds like it is if it's permanent for her.
That's what I'm saying.
And she said she was so serious about condoms. Were you?
You're not serious when you're just like, hey, I really wish you would. And he was like, it doesn't feel good. And you're like, all right, then take it off.
I don't want to lose you.
That's, no. Come on. You got to be better than that. And I know this is hard. You're not a garbage.
People get hurt over stuff like this. That's what I was about to say.
Right.
And you need to let him know, and you need to not see him anymore.
You're not a garbage human being, but that was a garbage decision.
It was a garbage move.
That was a garbage decision. And you got to start living your life the right way. Talk to him and tell him the truth immediately.
Be honest so he can go get tested.
She's a garbage human being. Laura Stiles basically called her trash.
I'm sorry. I'm angry.
I know, I know you're angry and you have the right to be angry, but you can't. People shouldn't be labeled by the terrible decision, but this was a terrible decision.
It's a life-changing, terrible decision. Yeah.
This is a no-brainer. Be honest.
Be honest.
Tell him. This thing is burning and it's your fault.
Right. Redemption is out there for you through honesty.
Get your life.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.